Killing Type, a novel by Wayne Jones. Chapter 23. It is a few days later. I am generally an extremely well-organized person, certainly in my daily prosaic life and as far as possible in the larger things as well. I believe that I deal effectively with the shocks and surprises that happen to any active person, that I don't simply fall into things. I plan, I consider, I react with common sense and intelligent judgment, which are not always the same thing. Allow me to speak clearly. Having a sexual encounter with Tony or with anyone else is not something that I wanted or planned. I do not revel, as some do, in the entanglements that inevitably ensue from sexual liaisons, especially temporary ones. I believe that I have enough life and literary experience to be able to survive, perhaps even flourish, in a long-term romantic relationship, but even then there is something about the loss of individuality that does not sit very well with my personality. And when the encounter is implicitly recognized by all participants to be based in nothing more than physical satisfaction, then I am supremely uncomfortable and angry. Though it is an anger without just cause and certainly without a just object, I am not, as the kids say, mad at Tony for anything. I believe that she and I are perhaps in similar situations. She had nothing planned, I had nothing planned. Any anger I have is mostly directed toward myself and my own temporary physical weakness. The phone rings, and I am in the position of the jilting or awkward lover, the rage of youth preventing me from thinking straight. It is all rather embarrassing. I confirm from the call display that it is Tony, but I cannot bring myself to answer. Any of the possible scenarios would be unbearable. She wants to reconnect. She wants to apologize. She is calling to chat as if nothing at all has happened. She wants to confess to murder. Moved by the intensity of the intimacy with me, she wants to establish a long-term romantic relationship in which... But this is all rather crazy. I dim the lights in the room and pick the sparest, the hardest chair to sit on. There is pure silence outside, the kind I like, the kind I revel in, the kind in which I do my best work and thinking. Tony's face, the echo of her voice, the mishmashed letters of her name all swirl around in my head as time flows on inexorably. Minutes go by, 15, almost an hour, and finally everything does seem to settle. There is the rush of a certain kind of clarity, not confidence per se, but a sureness, a faith in my tendency and my decision. I've already killed 9 people with a certain degree of planning and deliberateness, and this one will be no exception.